So having built the model, using the Anglia data set, you then go back and see how good the model is predicting in that data set, first of all. If we look first of all at calibration, the total number of deaths in our data set was 1,075 against 1,082 predicted by the model. The same for breast cancer specific deaths, very close between actual and predicted numbers. Another way that we've looked at this, other than just mortality, is in person years of follow-up, and that might be a way that we present this data when the model is actually ready for use. In terms of discrimination, the area under the curve was 0.81 for overall survival and 0.84 for breast cancer-specific survival. Essentially, once you get above 0.8 for any diagnostic test, then it's usually a very effective tool. The goodness of fit test showed that there was no significant difference in any of the risk deciles. So actually, the model is performing well across all risk groups. When you look at ER and positive and ER negative subgroups, they are well calibrated, but there is an overestimate, which is slightly worse than the ER negative group. Now, having internally validated the model, what you then want to do is take it and test it in a completely different